Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
Head over heels, but head over boots. And John Pardy currently, as we record this September edition of Sound and Country Vision, number one in the American Country Countdown. Isn't that right, Cameron?
Yes. That's right. It's a great song. And John is a California guy, and he really loves the traditional sound of country music. So he's trying to kind of walk that line between the contemporary and the traditional. And it's funny because he just made a cameo appearance on a TV show that we have here on CMT called Still the King, which stars Billy Ray Cyrus. And if you get it over there, you get a chance to get it. It's absolutely hilarious. But there was an episode where there were Elvis impersonators battling Johnny Cash impersonators, and John Pardy shows up looking like Roy Orbison and wondering where the party is for the Roy Orbison guys. Really funny guy.
Well, on this edition of Sound and Country Vision, of course, Tessa Snart, our anchor person extraordinaire in the UK, yourself over in Nashville, it's going to be 50% of Camo and then 50% of Jess from Jess and the Bandits.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
That's right.
It's all down to technology and so on. What else can we look forward to on the show, Tessa?
Well, we've got a lot. We've got Is It Country or Not? So we'll listen to a song and We'll see what Cam, I think.
Yeah, country
it,
or not country, country.
Country.
I mean, if you remember last time around, the Monkees both regarded as no, it's definitely not country. Today's choice is actually Linda Ronstadt. So yes. Don't know what where
don't
they're going
to
go with respect
to
that, but we'll find out. Anyway.
We've got a lot of wonderful artists on the way.
We've got Cody Jinks, yeah. Dylan Snyder. Possibly some John Denver. And that,
yes,
Cavo, would you like to have the honour of, in Nashville, selecting the next artist? Whom do you think we should actually go to for number two in Sound and Country Vision? I mean, we could actually have the number two in the American chart, which was Sam Hunt with Make You Miss Me. We could even go back in time to Chris Lane, who was number one, now number six, with Fix. We could have Eric Church with Record Year, or we could have somebody else entirely.
I think we should go with Eric Church, Record Year, and he is having one. This new album is amazing, and the video for this is really cool, too. So, Eric Church and Record Year.
Now, since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, I'd just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a jail, dying slow in a living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I'm having a record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime. A pound and all is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time. These speakers on. Having a record year. You're leaving, left me going crazy. I'm counting on a needle to save me. I drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really ought to call and thank you. I rediscover red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown. For my record year. Quarter notes and Hank's halftime. A pound of known is a heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time with these speakers on 10. Your good dog keeps me up all night, along with songs and a key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how, but I'm stuck here. Having a record year. Yeah, I'm having a record year.
Very good. And a nice touch on the play of record there, because you could have been having a CD year and it wouldn't be the same, would it, Cameron, really? A CD year?
Yeah.
I don't know why I write this script sometimes. I mean, I just, Tessa, please. Tessa, you've got some questions you want to put to Camo about Nashville Access and more.
I have. Well, I'm extremely excited, as Nashville airs tomorrow over here. So extremely excited. Yeah. Yes. It's
does that
just
mean
airing.
That Nashville, the TV series,
yes.
goes out on the same night
yeah.
as Sound and Country Vision?
Oh, it does, yes.
It's wonderful.
You know, it does.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So you'll be seeing season 4?
Yes, that's right.
You'll be seeing. So you'll, towards the end of that, you'll see me.
I know.
In a couple of the episodes, yeah.
That's exciting, definitely. I can put a face to a name now, properly.
Oh, the excitement is palpable.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Of course, they can do a lot with makeup. You do realize. Sorry, Camel.
That's right.
Carry on.
So, what's new in Nashville? What news have you got for us?
In terms of Nashville access?
Well, there's a lot going on, and one of the cool things is in September, that's when the Americana Music Festival starts, so a lot of people come into town for that. That's a big deal. So it's going to be busy here again. And on the show, as you know, we do a bunch of these Facebook Lives. We do that every week. And tomorrow I'm going to be interviewing a duo that they've done very well in the UK. I was introduced to them by Alan Glass, who's a producer in London. He was just over here a few weeks ago, co-writing with Joe Leah. And he said, you got to check this out. They're called Los Hollow, and they are a husband and wife duo. They've written songs. They've had a lot of huge songs recorded by, you know, very big people. And the guy, Tommy, in the band is a drummer. He's in Reba McEntire's road band, but he's also a session drummer. And he's played on a lot of hits, including Eric Church that we just heard. He didn't play on that song, but he's played on some of Eric's other stuff. So I'm going to be doing an interview with them tomorrow, and they just love going over to the UK, so you'll probably see them over there at some point. Their name is Lost Hollow.
Oh, that's great. I'll have to definitely look them up.
Which brings us neatly around to the gig news as well. This is, of course, a show we'd like to share with the listener. How can people get in touch with Sound and Country Vision, Tessa?
Well, you can go onto our Facebook page, and also on, isn't it our broadcasting page as well?
You will find that our web page and broadcasting page, yeah, it ties in through facebook.com/soundandcountryvision. That's pretty much all you need to actually sort of give yourself a little bit of happiness through the world. Because that's what, I mean, that's the thing about country music. People often say it can be negative, it can be problematic from that basis. No, it can be very happy. That's the important thing from that point, yeah, of view. So it's very good. Okay, so moving on. Any other sort of highlights you'd like to share with us, Camo?
Well, this week on the show, it's no secret that I kind of lean towards the traditional side of country music, and I really like the Texas guys because they're really doing traditional the right way. And this week on our Nashville Super Pick is a guy named Cody Johnson. He's got a brand new album out called Gotta Be Me, and the single, we'll be featuring that on Siren upcoming, on our Live from Nashville, but boy, he's just a great singer, and the new album is really good. It's really kind of semi-autobiographical. And he's going to be here in Nashville in October, so we're going to try and get an interview with him.
And Tessa, looking at the charts, you were amazed at how quickly these charts move up and down and all sorts of things. They move so quickly. So is this standard practice, or are we just having a summer in which there's so much great music that to get into the American Country Countdown, it just sort of passes at just phenomenal rates?
It's kind of acting a little weird this year because I couldn't actually tell you the reason why, but somebody like Chris Lane fixed, usually a country song will spend some time climbing the charts, and it hits the top five or the top ten, and or even, you know, in the case of a number one, which Chris Lane's fix is, it'll hit number one, and then it'll drop to number eight, and then it'll drop to number 15, and then it just bottoms out. It's gone. But songs are kind of sticking in the top 10 for a while and taking considerably longer to drop off the charts. No idea why, but it's happening, and you just kind of got to ride with it.
I mean, there's some big names towards the end, like Tim McGraw, all the way down at the 30s.
Yeah. But Tim is, you know, he's got a brand new single out of his own. He's got a brand new single with Florida Georgia Line. And he's, you know, one of his songs is just coming off the chart and another one's going back up. There's a songwriter that we know, and he's had some hits with Blake Shelton. And he said somebody like Blake Shelton, you know, it's great to get the hit, but it goes up the charts and it hits number one and then it's just gone.
Yeah.
But he said with some of the lesser-known artists and the independent artists, it takes a long time to climb up those charts. So you're getting a lot of radio airplay out of it, and then it'll take its time coming back off.
Up now, it's an interesting choice. I've decided Linda Ronstadt will have to just wait her time.
Okay.
Really, country or not. But we can introduce Chris Christopherson into Country or Not Country.
Oh, okay.
Or Cody Jinks, and I'm Not the Devil, which is clearly in country with a beard.
Oh.
Where do you want to go, Tessa?
I think we should go with Cody. Cody,
you're going to go with
Cody?
Yeah,
I'm going to go with Cody.
Here he comes.
Devil, you think that I am. It ain't no excuse, but I'm just a man. I slipped and I fell, it got out of hand. But I'm not the devil, you think that I am. What no gun held to my head. I got caught up believing in lies that were said. And in a moment of weakness, I stumbled and I made my bed. But I'm not the devil you think that I am. Ain't no just a man. I slipped and I fell and got out of hand. But I'm not the devil you think that I
Cody Jinks with I'm Not the Devil.
I should hope not. There we are. You've heard it live, Camo, on Sound and Country Vision. Tessa Snart, she's not the devil.
Apparently not.
Yeah. I really dig Cody Jinks. He's one of those new names out of Texas. He used to be a thrash metal guy and switched over to country. And the cool thing about that song is, well, there are two cool things about that song. It was co-written by our buddy Ward Davis, who we featured on the show, and he played our live show in February. Cody had been estranged from his daughter for a long time, and he sent her a copy of that song, and she reached out and got in touch with him. So that's really cool as well.
And so it goes as we continue ever onwards. Now, how can people get in touch with Nashville Access? Because we've obviously done the cross-promotion with respect to Sound and Country Vision. But it's also important for Nashville Access as well. What's the best way for that side of things to happen, Camo?
Well, we've got our Facebook page, nashville-access.com. And then you can find us on all the social media, Facebook at Nashville Access, Twitter, Nashville Access, Instagram, Nashville Access. We're out there, and we've also got a YouTube channel. We do a lot of interviews every week, And we post those interviews up there so people go and check out, you know, people like Grammy Award winner John Barry. And there's some great live performances as well. James House is up there. Semifinalist on The Voice, Mary Sarah, she's up there. So go and check it out. We'd love for people to check out some of those interviews and let us know what you think.
And just before we start featuring Jess and the Bandits, curiously, all the Bandits are English, Jess not English. Jess American, Bandits not American.
Interesting.
Don't know what message is being said there, but we'll find that out. Camo, it's only right that we give you the opportunity to actually say, shall we test Chris Christopherson and say, is he country or not country? Or should we simply say, look, it's the second in the series of Sound and Country's Vision. Sound and Country Vision, we'll just have Huntin', Fishin', Lovin' by Luke Bryan. Where do you want to go?
Well, then, I think anything you put Chris Christopherson into, just by default, is country. He's a legend. But I don't know. It's your call. I like Luke, Fishin', Lovin' every day, too. So,
Tessa, why do you want to Huntin', Fishin', and Lovin' every day? Or why me?
Well, maybe we should go for that, the Huntin', Fishin', Lovin' every day.
Whoa, 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 whoa. If I can make a living from walking in the woods, you can bet I'd be sitting pretty good, high on a hill, looking at a field downwind. If I can make a nickel off of turning in bass, never worry about the price of gas. I've been wheeling and dealing and sitting there reeling them in. Hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich. Paid hunting, fishing, loving every day. I get a little farm pond buzz, sound of gravel when I'm backing up, pulling a string on a 9.92 stroke Murphy. I love it when my baby wants to roll with me, throws her boots on, climbs in a tree, tucking her hair in my hat, and she's ready to go. And we get to hunting, fishing, loving every day. That's the prayer that a country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Early in the morning, late in the evening, I'm getting red dirt rich and Flint River paid. Y'all are up there breathing in that old dirty air. I'll be down here knee deep in the muck of leaf. Hunting and fishing, loving every day. I want to see them tall pines sway. Y'all close them eyes, let's go there in our mind. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. That's the prayer this country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Black coffee in the morning, dark whiskey in the evening. I get red dirt rich and Flint River pay. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Come on.
won't you come along with me? Won't you come along with me? I know you want to see a hunting and fishing and loving every day.
From Nashville Access and Tessa Snart from the UK, Sound and Country Vision is quite simply essential listening for fans of country and music.
Thank you. And on it goes. Tragically, we have to say farewell, au revoir, adieu, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye to Camo because of technical reasons. Don't blame Camo, don't blame Tessa, don't blame Sound and Country Vision. Just technically, we were unable to hold one aspect of the can, the tin can which we use to connect to Nashville, to the other can, which obviously we use from this sort of basis.
It nearly had to be that, didn't it?
Very, very close. Earlier. But the great news is Jessica Clemons.
Yeah.
Jessica Clemons, the Texan and vocalist for Jess and the Bandits, will be joining us in a matter of seconds. It's becoming a Sound and Country Vision Jess and the Bandits special, because not only have we got some classic sort of tunes from Jess and the Bandits, including Ready Set, which is upcoming shortly, we've also got a whole heap of other goodies that are coming through from that sort of basis. So it's all great stuff. Plus, we're going to be offering Jess the opportunity to cast her critical ear over a country classic, which is very curious, a curious surprise. But Tessa tracked this one down, and I was very impressed with it. So, Camo, we will obviously remind people that people can catch up with you on a weekly basis for 10 magical minutes, at least, on the Midweek Drive on Siren FM, which is great stuff. And I won't ask you those last two questions because that's for another show entirely. So, exactly. You know, we just sort of say we need another brand for country. Did we actually have a sort of thing for country, Sound and Country Vision, Jess?
I think we had a motto last week.
What was that motto?
Oh, goodness.
You see, there we are.
See, Camo came up with it. It was a very good one. We featured an artist last week, and it was sort of in...
It was in the same vein.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, short-term memory obviously is going.
Isn't it Country Never Dies?
Country Never Dies.
Country Never Dies, something like that.
That would suit for volume two, I'm sure. Anyway, Country Never Dies. But sadly, this telephone line is out too. I know. Camo, would you like to cast your wonderful creative genius and introduce, on behalf of Sound and Country Vision, Love Like That from Jess and the Bandits?
We don't feature too many international artists on National Access because our job is to promote Nashville and the music we do here. But every once in a while, that rare international artist comes out that really is shaking up country music and making some waves here in town. And this is one of them. We really heard their record and thought, what a cool sound. We got to play them. This is Jess and the Bandits, Ready, Set.
It's live broadcasting, so we'll have Ready, Set in a few moments. This is actually Love Like That. Hopefully you're okay with that, Camo.
That works.
About your feelings, you know you can, because he understands. He's there for your bad days when you're crying. He's the one that's always, always trying. Now you got one foot out the door. You say you're looking for something more. Don't you know you got a love like that? What you want, you have. He's everything you need. Any fool can see. Give him a little more than you take before you break and tear it all apart. Oh, he loves you with all of his heart. Don't you know you gotta love that? How lucky you are, taking it for granted, what you got, all you dream right before your eyes. You better think twice before you say goodbye. Don't you know you got a love like that? What you want, you have, he's everything.
with Louis Riccardi, Dave Troke, Stephen Reed Williams and Ricky Riccardi, and often joined by Matt Park. Those would be the Bandits, but there's only one Jess. It's Jess and the Bandits, and Jess is with us now. Hey!
Hello!
Good to connect with you, good self, Jess, and the sterling round of praise that Cameron has just provided from Nashville. Cameron from Nashville, phenomenal, you know, rare British actor from that point of view. Anyway, enough of the initial sort of fantastic excitement we are to welcome you as our first official guest to Sound and Country Vision.
Normally hosted by very exciting.
Camo in Nashville and Tessa Snart in the UK. It's over to our very own Tessa Snart to start quizzing you.
Yes.
In a wonderful way. Off you go, Tessa.
Hi, Jess. I just want to say what a beautiful, beautiful voice you have.
Oh, thank you.
You sound, I must say, a lot like the lady from Sugarland. I can hear like... Yeah, definitely.
Thanks, that's a huge compliment.
I would love to know how you guys formed the band, because you've got four English guys and a girl from Texas. So how did you meet?
Well, I was doing pop music, actually, over here in the UK as a solo artist. And I went on tour with a band called The Overtones and opened for them. This was back in, like, 2012, I think. And the guys, as we know them now as Bandits, they were the backing band for The Overtones. And so, you know, when you're on a 27-date tour, you get to know people really well. And I was starting to go country, getting back to my roots. And the boys, learning about them, I learned that several of them had backgrounds in playing country music growing up as kids, which I would have never expected, of course, being from the UK. And, yeah, so we just got to know each other and got on so well, and then we started to play music together after the tour was over, and before we knew it, it just made sense to make it official, and I ditched the solo stuff, and we became a band.
Oh, that's a great story. We need more English country artists, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely, because obviously it's big over in Nashville, and I'm a huge country fan. But obviously over here, it's still quite a niche audience. And I mean, that's one of the reasons I think we set up the show over here, so we could introduce Nashville to the UK.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know you've been very successful since you began your career. What's it like, and how does it feel to have worked with elite producers such as Jeff Cohen? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Jeff Cohen. Yeah. I've been fortunate enough to work with, I don't know how they let me in the room, but they did. And I've been able to work with some incredible producers, but more than anything, the songwriters. Jeff is first and foremost a songwriter, and he's written from everyone from Sugarland to Tim McGraw to, you know, Darius Rucker, and I've written with James Slater, who's written for Carrie Underwood and Martina McBride. And like I said, I don't know how they let me in, but I'm glad that they did, and we ended up with an amazing album writing these songs together, and I can't wait to get back to Nashville to work with these guys again.
Definitely. Do you think it's time to play another one of Jess and the Bandits songs?
I'm thinking about that.
Should we?
And I'm thinking, you know, we definitely will have the one which Camo almost introduced before we actually took the other thing. But then I'm also thinking about influencers, and maybe it's time to actually sort of say, given that that one of Jess and the Bandits' latest sort of tunes actually ties in with, you know, going again. I mean, there's nitty gritty, of course, there's that side. But I'm thinking Dolly Parton, you know, and I believe that, Jess, you are a fan of Dolly Parton.
Oh my gosh! Of course. I mean, who's not a fan of Dolly?
Well, I thought that was the case, though. And we went through a big pre-production show meeting. We thought, which way should we go? Should we go Jolene 9 to 5? You know, traditional ones from that perspective. In the end, I thought we maybe go for Here You Come Again.
That'd
be okay. So it's part of, and of course, the debut album, Here We Go Again. See what I did there? Jess and the Bandits.
I like what you did there.
Here
I
We
like
Go that. Again, Dolly Parton, Here You Come Again.
Here you come again. just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering.
Sound and Country Vision with Tessa Snart on Siren FM.
If you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. The wise words of Dolly Parton. And also, Jess, your favourite quote?
That is my favourite quote.
I think it's very good words as well, definitely.
Absolutely.
Especially in the music industry as well. So.
Oh my gosh, you have to have those kind of quotes keeping you going, that's for sure.
Definitely. So have you got any upcoming tour dates or concerts you're playing?
Well, you know what? We have just finished festival season here in the UK. We have wrapped up this year for Jess and the Bandits because we are locking ourselves away for the next couple of months, and we are recording the new album. We're writing currently, just spending time now being creative. And, you know, we may have a few things here and there, but for us, because it's been almost almost 2 years since we've released the our album, Here We Go Again, that it's definitely time for some new music. And so now we get to be creative. So I'm excited about that.
Definitely. So where can people go to find your music?
Well, they can head straight to the website, jessandthebandits.com, or they can, it's in a lot of HMVs. It is available on Apple or iTunes, Amazon, you name it. We are all over the place. You can just Google Jess and the Bandits and find just about anything.
It's nice to see, Jess, as well, that you're not having real guns on your picture as well.
Yes.
You know, they're using finger guns, which is always good.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Well,
get the right message across there.
I am a Texan. I argued for the guns, but apparently it wouldn't go over well here, so...
I've got to say, I do love your website. It's so, so different. Everybody needs to visit this website, Jess and the Bandits. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we like it. It's fun. You know, it shows our personality. We like to have fun in our band, and that's exactly what we wanted to come across.
Jess, musically speaking, I think we've got Ready, Set lined up for us now. So if you kind of have to stay with us, we'll come and deconstruct this after more magical Jess and the Bandits. In fact, would you like to introduce it yourself? Because Camo did a routine earlier.
He did.
But we had a live thing where we thought, no, let's move to a completely different number. So this is the time to actually go with Ready, Set. Jess, over to you, please.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, guys, this is our new single, the summer anthem, Ready, Set.
Superb. Definitely. Absolutely superb is all I have to say about that.
Extremely catchy.
And ideal to actually consume whilst you're having meatball spaghetti, cannelloni, profiteroles and other scenarios.
Yeah.
That way. We just thought, Jess, it was time to actually focus a little bit more on the band members. So Tess is going to ask you, it's Tessa and Jessa. Jess.
Oh, Tessa,
Tess and Jess.
We rhymed.
I like it.
Exactly. Go, Tessa.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your band members, because obviously they're very, very English. We're just looking at...
Are they frightfully so, Jess? Are they people who just wander around saying...
We've got Lewis. He likes any roast dinner with mint sauce.
Of course,
very English.
Very English indeed.
But then we've got Steve, who likes southern fried chicken, which is kind of more
and
US.
And even his peanut butter. Who knows what could happen with that?
Yes. So what is it like working with the four English men?
There is never a boring moment with these guys. That is to say the least. They, first of all, are such talented musicians that it's a privilege working with them, with people like that, that are just, you know, so good at what they do and take pride in their work. So that's, you know, a great thing about them, that they've worked very hard pretty much all their lives playing music and learning how to play and expanding on their range of music, you know, because like I said, most of them have not necessarily, they may have played some country music growing up, but it's not what they've always done. So it's cool to be able to work with these guys and get a bit of a different feel on our music, that it has that bit of a UK country feel, that it has that international attitude to it. But they're so much fun. I mean, like I said, they're never... we always joke in photo shoots, because I'm like... the model and the one posing and and being a diva with my fans and, like, well, not actual, like, fans, but, you know, the fans that blow your hair in the wind. But with, you know, my fans all over the place, and then the boys are behind me making faces and jumping around, and we can never, ever get a photo with all of us being serious. So I've come to the realization that we're going to have to start photoshopping their faces.
That's definitely an option.
Because they can't be serious, these guys. But they're a lot of fun to work with. So we definitely, when we're on the road together, it's always a good time.
So have you tried one of our roasts over here? Have you?
Oh gosh, of course. Yeah? Of course. I mean, I'm not a newbie to the UK. I've actually been traveling back and forth for 10 years. So I started all my solo stuff 10 years ago, and this is definitely not an overnight thing. It's been a long, hard road, that's for sure. So I have had plenty of, which is...
Experiences for a moment. Yes. Oh, Jess, where's he going? No, he can't. We're still sort of working through the whole process. It's amazing there. I just feel privileged, Jess, that you have been able to join us for the first official guest of Sound and Country Vision. It's, I mean, we could almost kiss her with delight
in a
positive way. But, you know, let's kiss you now. What can we say? Will you be coming up to Lincoln? Is that going to be on the schedule? Because obviously, or indeed just outside Peterborough, either of those parts, you know. You mentioned Lincoln. Off she goes. Off she goes. Well, we will get back to her after Kiss You Now. Jess and the Bandits on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
Oh, you're reaching for a reason to hold back what you're feeling. I know you want to make a move, but you think too much. So there's no misunderstanding where your lips should be landing. Watch me make it easy for the both of us. I'm gonna kiss you now like you've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips. I wanna make your heart race while the world slows. Spoken all these paralyzed emotions. I think you thought we ought to not complicate it, but I welcome complications, so I'll start the conversation. Yeah, I bet you never thought you'd hear me say this. I'm gonna kiss you now like you've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips. I wanna make your heart race while the world slows down.
You now, you've never been kissed. Wrap your arms around my hips. Gonna make your heart race while the world slows down.
I'm gonna kiss you now.
You see, that is the story of my life, Tessa. I start talking about kissing and instantly they put the phone down. It's a bit of, what
she's
can I say?
Gone, she's run away.
Clearly, there we are. Jess from Jess and the Bandits, of course, has headed off into the sunset.
She has.
The bandits have kidnapped her. She's gone off with the bandits. They've gone.
Well, I don't blame her.
What a fantastic first interview for Sound and Country Vision, though.
Incredibly.
Very good.
She's lovely.
Set the standard now. Set the standard for Volume 3, Volume 4, and indeed other volumes which will be coming through the system. But that's pretty much it for Sound and Country Vision Volume 2. We've pretty much wrapped our sequence. We've decided to hold back Linda Ronstadt until maybe Volume 3 because we're going out with John Denver as our country classic. Country or not country? Well, I suppose we've actually had two country classics because Dolly Parton, of course, was also there. So we're working through that. We've also featured music from Cody Jinks, Dylan Snyder, John Pardy, Eric Church, of course, and, of course, Jess and the Bandits. Any particular favourites from this month's selection, Tess?
Well, because I've spoken to her, I've got to say Jess and the Bandits. I mean, they are definitely up and coming, and
I think
everybody must check them out.
Any particular one of the three that we've featured there? I mean, was it which one would we like to see? Was it Kiss You Now, Ready, Set, Love Like That?
I like Love Like That. Oh. I like that one, definitely.
Yeah, Ready, Set, I think worked well. Great stuff. Just shows what you can actually have when you have cannelloni, Tex-Mex and peanut butter
all
put together within that barbecue scenario. Obviously, vegetarian or vegan equivalents will presumably be available. Well, you can stick with the peanut butter. Okay, that's it. How do people get in touch with Sound and Country Vision to actually express their liking of the Facebook page and other things, Tessa?
Well, Facebook, obviously. You can go, as you say, like the page, and that will take you...
We will be doing the photo shoot in a matter of moments, actually.
Oh, yes, the we can't get the photo. You will see.
The photo shoot for Volume 2 will be working through there. and we look forward, obviously, to Sound and Country Vision Volume 3, which will be in October. Because
this goes
out start of September, you know, and then we'll be in autumn. We'll be in the fall, to use a Nashville term.
Halloween special, it will have to be.
What was that line that Camo actually said we should actually go out with? We never quite managed to get this sort of through. We'll remember it. We'll write it down. You might like to suggest it yourself in some way, shape or form, but keep country real, perhaps.
Yes.
Or maybe in the words...
that's nice. I like that.
Maybe in the words of John Denver...
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
See, there's always a way with country folk to actually get them back on air, Tessa. Yes, Jess has not been kidnapped by the bandit. She's returned.
Technology, gotta love it.
Oh, I know.
We were just saying, Jess, of the tunes, Tessa's personal favourite today was...
Oh, Love Like That.
Love Like
That.
I particularly like Ready, Set. That was great. Kiss You Now is great as well, but the last time we said that, effectively, you lost the line. Will you come back and join us, Jess, and keep us appraised on Sound and Country Vision of more magical Jess and the Bandit stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
Yay!
Yes. In the morning hours, she calls me. The radio.
from Nashville Access and Tessa Snart from the UK, Sound and Country Vision is quite simply essential listening for fans of country and music.